So I want to talk about is the rally. So the rally on Tuesday, I thought it was mamish beautiful. I thought it was really beautiful that YU came out so strongly, despite the fact that the blue hoodies were quite ugly. But I do think that it was a great thing. It was also something that I was very comfortable there. In other words, I think that our community, Bigadol, my daughter in high school was there. My son in elementary school was there. The community came out. It really, I was very comfortable. Like the speeches were, you could disagree about pratim here and there, but the speeches resonated. The music was very frum. Yishai Ribo, he's the hit of the whole planet. This is frum music. The Maccabees, these are YU guys. Richard Joel sang with the Maccabees. Like this is, I thought it was, the song about the Mishaber for the Chayalim. I was really extremely moved. I thought it was Givaldic. So it was great. It was wonderful. But then there's the question of Es Asher Yeshno Po Ve'es Asher Einenu Po, and too many people focus on Es Asher Einenu Po. So first of all, we have to recognize that some of the Es Asher Einenu Po, I think, was very good. To the best of my knowledge, there was no Neturei Karta protest. Usually when you have like one of these big pro-Israel things, you have like the 10 Neturei Karta fellows at the side, and the media reports on them almost as much as on the massive rally. That did not happen. So I think that was really wonderful. Part of the I don't understand about the Es Asher Einenu Po is the absence of AIPAC. This was a federation event. AIPAC is the voice of pro-Israel conversation to Congress. I would have expected them to be there. Obviously, there's some Devarim Shebaal Peh, which I'm not privy to. I don't know. But to me, that was a conspicuous absence. And then there's the Es Asher Einenu Po that people are talking about, which is a sweater that came out 24 hours before the rally. There was a video around 2 days beforehand of Rav Yitzhak Sirotzkin, who's one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Tells Lakewood, that came out. The arguments of not coming to the event are honestly not clear to me. I don't fully understand. I do understand a general mahalach how partnering with non-frum Jews is a problem. In Rav Sirotzkin's presentation, I think, no, it's not, he said it's not about not partnering. It's about other stuff. And in the Kol Kori that came out, they said it's about other stuff. In the letter that Rav Aaron Feldman, the Rosh Yeshiva of Ne'er Yisrael, wrote, it said that there's certain things were promised to him and it changed. So I don't know what's going on. I do know, and this is like a little bit of personal history. My father used to direct the Council of Jewish Federations, which is now the Jewish Federations of North America, which is the group that ran this rally. In 1987, there was a massive rally in the same place between the Washington Monument and the Capitol, for Soviet Jewry. At that time, my father was working very hard with the yeshiva world to get them to come to the rally. Rabbi Herman Neuberger is a friend of Lefracha, who is the director of Nei Yisrael, who's someone, I was born in Baltimore. My father had a very close relationship with Rev Ritterman, with the Rosh Yeshiva. Rev Neuberger was working closely with my father and Rev Moshe Scherer, who was then the president of Agoda. Maybe we can get the yeshivish world to come. Soviet Jewry should be an issue for Hamon Am to get behind. Well, Soviet Jewry was a complicated issue. Rav Moshe Feinstein, a friend of Lefracha, was extremely opposed to protesting for Soviet Jewry. He said, listen, I'm Russian. I know that if you're going to protest to get the Jews out of Russia, that might hurt the Jews who are behind. That was his approach. Totally fair, totally legitimate. That was Rav Moshe Shita. Already by 1987, Rav Moshe is not alive, but there are still people who didn't want to come for that reason. But Rabbi Neuberger in Ne'er Yisrael was still willing to come until he found out that Peter, Paul, and Mary, I don't know if any of you know what this is, they are a group of singers, they were going to be performing. Mary is actually not male. There was a concern for Kol Isha. Ne'er Yisrael pulled out.
But no one was there. No one was female.
There was no other female singer in 87 besides Peter, Paul, and Mary. Yeah. What? So that, I mean, that was again, my perspective might be colored because of, kind of the inside baseball that I remember from being somewhat of a kid at that time. This time, the organizers worked very hard to make it a Froom-friendly event. All the singers were male. Right? All the singers were basically Froom. I mean, Matutiao, I know, is very complicated, and but like they had on X, which is a former Twitter today, that he decided that he was so moved by the rally that he's going to start growing his payas again and wear a yarmulke. I don't know what any of this means. Like, okay, but I mean, it's not important. The fact is, this event worked very hard to be Frum. Not having a rabbi speak was a political decision to be Frummer. Because any rabbi you're going to put up to speak is going to make others say, why him? Why not him? Why her? Etc. That could have been a disaster. So it was really done carefully. It was done in a bipartisan way in terms of the politicians. I don't understand why the what the meaning behind the Aguda or those members of the Moetzes Gedolei Torah. I don't really understand what they were thinking. It seems to me, just thinking about it, that the reason why our modern Orthodox community came out so strongly in favor, and the Haredi world was either ambivalent. Now, I say the Haredi world, there are different slices. Like Lamaisa of Aaron Lapiansky came, he was there. Lamaisa, the Chofetz Chaim Yeshiva sent buses. Now, right, so we can't speak about the Haredi world the same as I can't speak about the modern Orthodox world. Like there are lots of different slices, lots of different colored shirts, or whatever it is. But the members of the Moetzes who signed that letter, I can't be sure why they signed, but I can be sure that there was much more passion and motivation to march in the modern Orthodox world than there was in the Haredi world. In the Haredi world, it was always a shaila. I think in our world, it was not a shaila at all. Now, part of that is because the religious leaders of our world, the Gedolim, Rav Schechter, etc., were strongly behind it. But part of it, I think, is because each of us knows somebody who is on the front lines, or we know somebody who knows somebody. We have relatives, we have friends. In the Haredi world, because they don't go to the army, so on some level, it's not as personal. It's not like I know people who have cousins who are hostages. Like we're not far removed at all. So I think part of the cheshbon is that we should. The reason why our community came out stronger is because we feel more of a connection. Now, again, I'm not putting down the Haredi world. I think their cheshbonos are probably correct, as much as my father was involved in Federation, and that's I grew up going to Soviet Jew rallies. I grew up going to GAs and Federation events, whatever it was. But Rav Moshe Feinstein did come out against Federation. There's a Tshuva Nigros Moshe. He's opposed to partnering with Federation. Lamaisa, though, the opposition to Federation has eroded. Currently, the president of the Baltimore Federation is a Frum man, Howard Zvi Friedman. Yehuda Neuberger, who is a Neuberger, Neir Yisrael Neuberger, his wife, I believe, is Anne Neuberger, who's like a press secretary or whatever for the president. Both politically and communally, the Haredi world is much more embedded in American Jewish society and world than it was in the 80s, 90s, in the time that I remember. So there has been a change. So I think that in the Haredi world, this was a real shaila. But to my mind, the reason why it was more of a shaila for them than for us, it's not because for the Rebbeim and our yeshiva, it's so pashut to partner with non-Frum Jews. I don't think it's a pashut issue at all. I do think that it's because You know, Rav Schechter wrote in one of his tshuvas that the people don't say Avinu Malkeinu every day. It's because they don't care enough about what he didn't say it like that. It's because they don't realize how much of a sakana it is. Now, again, I think a lot of the shows aren't saying Avinu Malkeinu anymore every day, only saying it like on Monday and Thursday, whatever it is. It's largely because it adds 5 minutes to davening. And if you're rushing to get out to work, 5 minutes is a lot of time. But I do think that in our community, we feel much closer. You know, over here, when we had that event last week and the siblings of these hostages spoke, that's very powerful. I don't know if that's happening in Neir Yisroel and Lakewood, etc. Like, we feel it more. We're connected to it more. And I think that's why we're more motivated, more likely to hang signs, more likely to spend 10 hours on a bus that ultimately ends up smelling really bad. But we do that because we care very deeply. So that's the way I look at the event on Tuesday. I think it was mamish, a Kiddush Hashem. I think it was a Kiddush Hashem, and it was a great kavod for our yeshiva, how much of a role we played. The fact that we sent 44 buses, right? That's huge, right? The fact that the high schools who came in, one of my Talmidim from Houston, like teaches in the high school of that, he flew in with his high school kids from Houston, right? There are buses, right? This is really, I think, a very special thing. The elementary schools, I think it's great chinuch. I think one of the differences between when I was at the tail end of the Soviet Jewry movement, but since that time, students have not really been active in any large issue. Before the Soviet Jewry movement, there was massive activism around 6 Day War, Yom Kippur War. Before that, you know, my father remembers as a kid, massive activism pre-state, building airplanes. Like, these are student-run things. Today, I think most students don't care that much about larger issues. To the extent that they care, they're not willing to go out and march and become active and get involved, etc. Today, students are more interested in earning rather than learning. The growth of Sai Sims as opposed to the growth of Yeshiva and Stern College, I think, speaks to that. I know, computer analytics, whatever. But at the same time, there's something to be said about modern Orthodox life is very expensive. People are less interested in doing stuff. There's also no real cause that gets people to do stuff. It hasn't really existed. The only causes that have been there for the last few years have been divisive causes rather than unifying causes. People will go to LGBT rallies, but that's a divisive cause. That's not something that unifies. This is to the first time, you know, again, we're talking about Generation Z and Generation Alpha, whatever, but the generations before that, the millennials and Generation X or whatever, had no issue. And as a result, people don't know how to organize rallies, and they don't know what it means to go to a rally. Right? For many of you, this is probably the first real rally that you've been to. No. You went to where? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So Shal Hevet and Rambam High School in the Five Towns. But that's really unusual in high schools in our modern Orthodox world. That's very rare. He's a true believer. And I think it's an important chinuch lesson. You know, the fact that on the bus I was on, like, besides the fact that there are shiurim and they are asking questions, we're having great halachic conversations, probably half of the people were tying tzitzis. Right? That's really beautiful. Right? And that's a form of activism. It's the sense of, we've been doing a lot about Torah and Avodah, but there's a third leg, right? And the leg of Gemilas Chasodim is not something that we've been focused enough on. And I think now, you know, it's sad that it has to come because of hostages and the war, but now we have an opportunity to to do it and to get involved. Now, I don't know, as mechanchim and future mechanchos, I don't know how you're going to be able to keep this energy going. That's the real question. To get, Amir Tashem, it should all end very soon. But how can we get this moment in time when people realize that it's important to get up and to get out and to do stuff? How do you keep that energy to some extent? I don't know the answer.
I think that it's worth the
What?
amount that of energy taking us right now. Like, what other event is going to take this much of like the
Right,
energy?
so it could be that nothing will take this much. It
I
could be.
know. He's so
What?
loud. Like, what are we
No,
not
no, no.
talking
So,
about?
rallies are one thing, but it's not just a rally. It's a chinuch in terms of going out and doing chesed and helping other people.
Okay, for the
But
other context,
in
like
other contexts, like right now, there is a sense of passion and activism, which I have not felt for years. And I hope that Amir Hashem, it should all end very soon, but I hope that there's some way of continuing it. That's part of the issue.